We welcome you this morning to Grace Bible Church this Sunday before Thanksgiving. In our call to worship today, I want to take your attention to Psalm 150, and we're going to look at the first two verses. We looked at last week, "Praise ye the Lord," and the name that's used there is the word Jehovah, the self-existent one. And then there's a period that follows that, and then another statement is made, "Praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in the firmament of His power." That's not a phrase that we use very often anymore, but it's a thought relative to the universe. All that we see, if you've been out on a clear night recently, been kind of cloudy last few days, but after a cold front comes through, the skies are just as clear as they can be. And I was reading last night, I've been reading the autobiography of A.W. Pink, and he said one of the marvels that he enjoyed was whenever he was on his long, month-long trip to Australia in 1925. He said they crossed the equator, and he said, "I saw for the first time in my life the Southern Cross," something you can't see in the Northern Hemisphere. He said these huge stars in the alignment of a cross. And he said it was so beautiful to look. And he said, "I thought of Psalm 150, praise," as it says, "praise Him in the firmament of His power." All of these lights that we see in the heavens placed there, many of them thousands of light years away, and yet we see their light. And we see the handiwork of God throughout all of His creation. We're to praise Him for that. We're to thank Him for that. And then verse 2, "Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness." Have you ever meditated not just on the mighty acts of God, and we see those throughout the Word of God, we've seen them throughout history, but to go farther than that and then to meditate upon the greatness behind the mighty acts. Recently, they've been highlighting many of our warriors from World War II because of December the 7th coming up, and I was reading last night of a aircraft that was hit by a German fighter, which nearly cut a B-17 bomber in half. Mr. Opeger had sent that to me, and I began to do some research, and there were several airplanes that happened to, and they were able to make it back to port, and the men, one man was in the back tail gunner section, and they tried to rescue him, and when they tried to throw him a rope and pull him out of the back because they were separated by this airspace, the only thing holding the tail on was one metal strut underneath and wires and cables. They tried to pull the man out of the back, and when it did, the tail began to sway back and forth because his weight in the back of the tail was what was keeping it in a line with the rest of the airplane. So they said, "You have to go back." Can you imagine that? And they landed that airplane, and it was just junk. And they landed that airplane, and they all got out, and they had their pictures made around that, and they were marveling at how this airplane would do that. And one of the men said, "We can marvel in the aircraft, we can marvel in the pilot, but we need to marvel in our God that saved our lives today. There were so many times we could have gone down over the channel and we didn't. God spared us." Marvel in the greatness of God. We see His mighty acts, but do you sit back and just meditate and think about how marvelous His greatness is? This is the inspiration of a thankful heart. These are the seeds right here. What do I have to be thankful for? We're going to have a praise and thanksgiving service tonight. And I'm certainly thankful for the many things that God supplies. But if our hearts only meditate upon things and not upon the God whose greatness and power supplied, then we've missed thanksgiving. We've missed it. We don't know what we're doing. We don't understand that we are to marvel in the God that has supplied. That's what we are to spend our time doing. And so I want to encourage you today, as we've gathered to worship, and also tonight as we bring praises, marvel in the God of greatness and power, the One who made heaven and earth, the One who gives us daily food, the One who gives us air to breathe. Marvel in Him and you'll reach the heart of thanksgiving. May God give us that kind of heart today.